Carpet for all floor covering and granite products. See H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
It's very humid out there again. Third day in a row that we're going to see tropical downpours, and the radar is going to be lit up like a Christmas tree. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. The storms last night across the area were producing tremendous amounts of rain. A lot of that happened while I was in my sleep hours, Joey. I go to bed rather early. Yeah. I have to go to bed really early to get up at 1 a.m. Yeah. Very humid today with a high in the mid-80s, numerous showers and storms. A couple of the storms could be strong. More tropical downpours again with low 70s tonight. And tomorrow, still a generous supply of showers and storms, but maybe not as many on the radar tomorrow. High in the upper 80s. Then, as we get into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the storms distance themselves. They will be few and far between, widely scattered at best. Rain chances running, you know, about 20% over the weekend. So timing is everything. High temperatures 90 to 92. And right now this morning, with 79% lovely relative humidity, the temperature is 78 at 903.
I was actually sitting on the porch watching all that come down last night.
Yeah, I was getting...
It was quite a thing to behold.
I had texts from people, of course, that were saying, oh, man, the rain is really heavy. Of course, I saw them all at 1 o'clock in the morning. But, yeah, a lot of lightning, too, did you see?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, no, it makes these scattered thunderstorms make convertible life interesting. So I get on the interstate, and I'm about Eastern Boulevard, and I see a massive bolt of lightning, like, way off in the distance. Uh-huh. Okay, let's pull off. Put the top up. Go the back roads.
Oh, gosh, yeah. But you've been having the top down in this incredible humidity?
Yeah, it's better than it up. The only time I'll keep it up is if the sun is beating down. So the sun is the enemy. The humidity gets relieved when it tops down and you can just dry.
Show that face while you can.
He's really clean cut now. Not that he wasn't clean cut before.
And also, Greg,
like this gangster baseball hat look, okay?
Oh, the backwards hat?
You're just jealous.
The backwards hat.
And plus, if I wore it forward, I'd be hitting the mic stand the whole time.
And plus, you get to spend 3 hours having fun with Eddie Bader.
I know. Thank you for allowing him to do this every day. We haven't told Eddie, but this was a big deal we made, right? You get spot low, I get Eddie.
Is that the trade?
Yeah, man? I think so.
We both come out winners. Hey, the market's down 400 points.
Oh, don't say that.
Baseball is still not back.
By the way, you know I have that. You haven't been to the house yet for
no.
for whatever reason. But you know I have that big video wall.
Yeah, yeah.
ABC, NBC, CBS, so, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC,
sure.
Weather Channel, and all that. But there's so much news fatigue now that I'm thinking of taking off CNN, putting the cartoon channel where CNN is.
Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I just cannot, I'm just shocked at their banners.
Yes.
You know, Trump claims falsely. That's what always starts that way.
Right.
So, anyway, that's just my...
it's a very easy choice. If the choice is to watch Don Lemon or Chris Cuomo or marathon episodes of Rick and Morty, always go with Rick and Morty. In fact, most things, Rick and Morty's going to win.
Well,
great show.
You need to come over sometime and watch a major news story develop. We'll go from one monitor to, it's over here, now it's over here. I had a friend over, we watched the Kobe Bryant story break on... And it's really cool to how that all happens.
Well, but I'm not sitting in that Clockwork Orange chair.
The Clockwork Orange chair.
With all those screens, you're just going to have me in that chair with my eyes open.
Yeah.
It's like, Joey, you must stay awake. Watch CNN. Yeah. Watch CNN.
No, you watch one thing, but you learn to scan the others.
Oh, okay. See, I'm just a little intimidated is the reason. I've heard about this video wall for years, and I'm like, I don't think I could handle that glorious display.
It's just, it's cool. You're in the media, man. It's really cool stuff.
I do need to check it out soon.
All right. Carry on. Thank
you. I will
try. Portion pre-recorded. See you.
Yes, News and Views from 9 to noon is upcoming. Jack Campbell, my co-host, should be calling in at 9:30.
What do you mean News and Views is upcoming? It's already underway. Am I not part of it?
This is like a soft opening.
Okay.
We'll have the grand opening of the show.
I don't know.
You're always part of the soft opening.
How I feel about this, though. It's coming up.
Yeah.
Where were we just now?
We're in the limbo.
Okay.
Limbo bimbo.
All right, great. Good.
Yeah, purgatory. But like a very pleasant purgatory.
I understand.
It's like, who needs heaven or hell? Yeah, I saw I was looking up quotes about death, given, you know, it's talked about a lot in the news. And one of the lines I saw from Ayn Rand, of all people, is, when I die, I hope I go to heaven, whatever the hell that means. I'm like, whoa there, Ein. Your Russian atheism is showing there. 272-9228. Yes, Jack Campbell should be joining us at 9:30. We got Eddie Bader in the house. Intern the Tim is getting things set up as we speak. Hold on to your butts.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Elmore and Montgomery County law enforcement officials are now working together on a homicide investigation. Kiara Battle's body was found near the Elmore Community Hospital Friday morning. The Wetumpka Police Department's initial investigation led them to believe that Battle was shot in Montgomery. Close to 16,000 people have now recovered from the coronavirus across the state. Health officials say at least 854 people have died. More than 30,000 people have now tested positive for the coronavirus. And State School Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey will announce his roadmap to reopening schools later this week. This will include his plans for in-person and virtual classrooms. This announcement is scheduled for Friday morning at 10 o'clock. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe, and when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn-Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the Real Estate Minute. Although we've all had to weather the pandemic storm of closed businesses and stay-at-home orders, houses are being sold at a surprisingly rapid rate here in our area. Our first quarter sales locally and statewide set new records again. According to Alabama Center for Real Estate, the statewide demand is up 7% for homes, and sales are up by record numbers. Just this week, we had multiple offers on our listing in Millbrook. It sold in days, not weeks or months. And as we have done since 2004, we have shot videos of homes for those who can't be present to see them. I sent videos to several of my out-of-state customers who need to move to our area but can't travel to see the homes in person. For more details of selling or buying a home, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to Wow Superfast Internet 200 for $44.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add whole home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at wowway.com.
Wow.
O'Reilly Auto Parts has everything you need for summer car maintenance, and our professional parts people can help you find the best oil change supplies for your car. Get 5 quarts of Valvoline MaxLife motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $28.99, plus a $7 gift card after mail-in rebate. For your summer oil change, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Anyone who builds, remodels, or repairs for a living, we know the way you work has changed. That's why Lowe's is committing today to build new ways to keep you working tomorrow. We are proud to introduce the new Lowe's for Pros job site, powered by Stream, an augmented video chat tool so you can be there for your customers without actually being there. And the cost to use? Try it free through October 31st at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. Just one of the reasons why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Services subject to Stream terms. Lowe's loyalty membership required. More terms apply.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Truth to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your lackluster host, Joey Clark. My very impressive sidekick, Eddie Bader, here.
How are you lackluster? Where are you lackluster?
I'm just feeling very self-hating today.
Well, you should.
And then are very capable. And he's very quick when it comes to learning things. Intern the Tim is also in studio.
Morning, guys.
Morning. Good morning. And we have Jack Campbell calling in here at about 9:30. When Jack calls in, I want to get into, it seems like Randall Houston, Daryl Bailey, Chief Finley, Chief Benton, they all got along, sat down at the same table, and now they are going to do a dual investigation.
Yeah, I just took a little press conference.
Right. But Daryl Bailey's maintaining, no, this investigation is not over by any means. It was not ready to just charge somebody with, like, what Tomka was claiming. So, we'll see. I've talked and had the chance to get to know Daryl Bailey.
I like Daryl Bailey.
Randall Houston. I like him, too.
Randall Houston, don't play.
I've met Chief Finley and talked to him on these airwaves. I've yet to meet Chief Benton, but I don't live in Wetumpka, so... Why would I? But love to have him on at some point.
I can arrange it. I can arrange you to be pulled over in Wetumpka and can be the chief.
And there's a new Jeff Sessions ad.
What?
I'm going to wait to characterize it because I want Jack on the show when we talk about that. But and also, it's right. The front page of the advertiser is different approaches. It's talking about Tuberville and Sessions. That's the headline. It's in all caps. Different approaches. Mm-hmm. Jeff Sessions, Tommy Tuberville take different tacks amid uncertainty over July 14th electorate. Interesting,
isn't it?
But anything else going on? Trump, he gave a speech last night. I think they are going to have three debates.
Yeah.
Watch some of the speech. I need to clip the part. Our downstairs equipment is not working very well. And by that, I mean downstairs equipment in the production studio downstairs.
I was going to say, man, put that out there one time. Get your, buddy?
Yeah, no wonder the self-hate.
Yeah.
Yeah, lackluster indeed. But 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. But, I mean, of course, the big story. Bubba Wallace.
Yeah.
NASCAR.
What did we say earlier? Bubba Smollett?
That's what a lot of folks are going, the Juicy Smollett. Mm-hmm. There's already a parody account called Bubba Smollett on Twitter. All sorts of memes are making the rounds. Now, Bubba Wallace doubled down, in a way, on Don Lemon last night on CNN. He started off, I think, fine, saying, you know, I love Talladega. I love racing there. I love the NASCAR fans. I love NASCAR. And, I mean, really, you look, this should be like a moment where it's like, what's the problem here? Did you see when we thought, or when the people at NASCAR and the governor, Kay Ivey, everybody thought this was real, or was at least assuming it was real, whether or not they thought in their heart of hearts is another matter. But they assumed it was real. They want to take Bubba and anybody who makes that sort of claim on good faith. Like, okay, you know. And the love that was shown to Bubba. After this, the love shown to him by everybody in NASCAR. Yeah. Not every single fan. I get tired of this. Well, they were very loving in NASCAR, but did you read the comment section? Mm. And what about that guy in the plane? It's like you could always find somebody who's upset.
Well, but I can guarantee you the guy in the plane, he didn't give a crap. He got paid. That's why he was flying.
It's like to hook this banner on? But, okay, so the whole big deal, just to recap, you probably already know the stories. It was reported over the weekend that Bubba Wallace, racing at Talladega, goes to his garage where his team is operating out of, and there's a noose.
Supposed.
In the garage. And there's an apology by the governor of Alabama.
She scolded.
Missus, should we apologize? I think we should. We got a pass to all of the us. State.
Yeah. Kind of made us feel guilty.
Well, you know, given some of the past and what's going on right now, you could see a politician going, okay, we need to get in front of this.
Right. Oh, certainly.
And then all of NASCAR is behind him. I mean, to see all the drivers there pushing his car.
Right, right out of gas.
You know, Petty giving him a big hug. Like, everybody was on his side for the most part. And then the FBI starts investigating, and it goes several days. We don't really have any photos. Some blogs mm-hmm. and sites are out there saying this isn't true. They're showing pictures of that same garage from 2019. People are sending it to me, and I'm like, this is interesting.
Well, the FBI concluded that it was it was at least there in October of 2019.
Right.
He was assigned that garage. There's no way anybody would know that he would have been assigned that garage about a week ago.
Right.
And when you look at it, it's a pull-down loop on a garage door. I mean, that's what it is. There's pictures all over the internet of several different garages that have this loop. When you're working in a greasy garage and your hands are covered in grease, you can't just grab a rope. You've got to have a little loop to pull down.
Put something you put your finger in.
So, I mean, you know, we can get mad about this being another hoax, but, you know, if you really follow the money, I mean, think about it. NASCAR spent a lot of money right before the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
Now the stands are completely empty. They don't have any money. There's this big Black Lives Matter movement. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you know.
Kind of like a wrestling move or?
Think about it. It was the front news of the paper, you know?
Right,
it was the front page
of
the paper.
What are we talking about now? We're talking about NASCAR.
Just to reiterate, the FBI said yesterday afternoon, that the noose had been in the garage. See, then they keep saying it's a noose. Like, what is this? To quote Zoolander, a noose for ants? Like, it's tiny. It's a pull-down rope.
In the paper today, it says the noose had been there since October. But it's not a noose. Why are we still calling it a noose?
Exactly, good point.
But whether or not, whatever it is, the FBI said it had been tied up there since 2019, so it was a garage door pull rope fashioned like a noose is what it was described in the FBI report. And Bubba Wallace said to Don Lemon last night, quote, "What was hanging in my garage is not a garage pull. It was a noose. Whether tied in 2019 or whatever, it was a noose. So it wasn't directed at me, but somebody tied a noose. That's what I'm saying."
Okay. Okay.
Well, did you see how many FBI agents responded?
Yeah. Well, you need several guys.
15?
Yeah.
15?
You just want to be sure. On something like this, you got to be sure. Plus, you know, it's like we're not doing anything. So,
15?
Goodness. It's just... calm down, everybody. Calm down. And it's not to the same absurdity. I went with this one a little longer, though it was suspicious with no photos for several days. But this is not anywhere near as absurd as the Juicy Smollett one. Although, I mean, it's like I'm walking at 2 in the morning in Arctic temperatures to go to Subway, and two Chicagoan rednecks wearing MAGA hats beat me up and called me gay slurs and racial slurs and poured bleach on me. And it was
my Subway sandwich.
Yeah, I still have my sandwich. That one from the beginning was like, hey, if that's true, what the hell? But that one wasn't true. And in this case, again, a bit overblown. And we're looking at images from 2019, that same garage. Goodness gracious.
I don't know. You know, I'm not on that side of the fence. But I would think if I ever got caught up in something like that, I would want to, especially now, I would try to make the light of it, try to make the peaceful side of it instead of doubling down, you know, screaming that I'm more of a victim now. You know, to me, that's kind of, you're just grasping at trying to keep your 15 minutes of fame going.
He immediately started attacking the noose hoax people, so, you know, saying that there's rumors online and, you know, he still thinks it's a noose, and it's just, he doubled down.
Yeah, here's another quote he told Don Lemon last night, quote Bubba Wallace, "I'm mad because people are trying to test my character and the person that I am and my integrity."
But you would have been better just to be the bigger person and say, you know what, whether it's a noose or not, you know, bring the attention that you want to bring, but also show the world that you're a bigger person and you're more about unity.
Well, the question now is, how did this get to, like, NASCAR? How did this all go down? Like, the FBI didn't make that clear. Like, who walks into the garage and goes,
Oh, that's a good point, too, Joey.
And who reports it to whom? Like, that's where I'm more like...
Well, then NASCAR, before any kind of investigation was thoroughly completed, went ahead and just hit the, you know, hit the press. And yeah, and so it's obviously, it's coming from NASCAR themselves. Right. And that's who started it. That's why we hear about it.
And that's a good point about, you know, we haven't talked about NASCAR. NASCAR's been hurting. They could certainly use this opportunity to bring attention to them, good or bad. They're in the press. And they have been on the decline for quite a while.
Well, the stands are empty right now. I mean, the coronavirus. So, yeah. I mean, those are facts.
True.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, this thing with Bo Wallace, you know, what ticks me off is the media got on there for the whole weekend and just ran it, and his mom was on there, and it was all nothing. But they're not going to, you know, they're just going to move on to the next one. They're not, you know, Don Lemon, he did everything but kiss his butt last night. Well, he probably wanted to do that. But the, you know, when he said, Don Lemon said something like that, did the NASCAR kind of overreact? He said, yes. Were they wrong? Well, sort of. You know, it's like, and then Bubba's on there like he's going to start crying.
See, but, Jim, this goes back to something. Folks, all you got to do is follow Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And just occasionally she'll tweet something and then delete it. Or she'll tweet something and she gives the game away. And she said something long ago. And this is how the media functions. Whether it's Joe Biden saying, if you can't figure out who to vote for, me or Donald Trump, you ain't black. Like, whoa, Joe. And, of course, I love James Clyburn's response to that. It's like, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. So some AOC a while ago said it's better to be morally right than factually right. Now, the idea of putting, say, the good up against what is true, they should mesh. But that's what's happening here. It's like, yeah, NASCAR may have been factually, Bubba might have been factually wrong or mistaken, but they're morally in the right place.
Issue.
Yeah, I mean, and did you hear heard his story? He was traveling, and NASCAR called him and told him about it. He said he never saw it at first. They called him and told him about it. Ooh. Yeah, read that part. They called him and told him about it, and he got all upset and everything. And so something stinks with this whole thing.
Yeah, something's rotten in the state of Denmark.
Yeah, something was set up there. But they said these pull-down ropes, they're in all the bays. All the doors have them. This whole thing, it's just like that incident out in California with they said they found the nooses in the trees, and they were exercise ropes. But you never hear anybody come, you know, but the media just drops it and goes on to the next. Yeah, they don't want to really talk about it.
Some young CrossFitter or gymnast who couldn't go to his normal gym was doing, you know, ring work, trying to get those muscle ups.
Yeah.
Well, you know how those CrossFit people are. They won't ever shut up about CrossFit.
Oh, I know.
So now he's taking it to his new level.
But you know what? Tucker was right on it. You know, he said in the last six or seven of these incidences with rope nooses, they were all fake. They were all hoaxes. They weren't even real. And it just ticks me. You know, they drag all the NASCAR fans through the mud and criticize them and all this stuff. That's it. You think they've lost some business now, Eddie? Yeah, they're cooked.
That's what I worry about.
I mean, they're done.
That was the ugly part of this. It's not like, hey, let's figure out what happened. It was like, this happened. Shame. Mm-hmm. Shame.
And the photographs of all the drivers gathered around his car. I mean, it was a very emotional.
Yeah.
So why not take that? Ride with that. Don't go back down to the gutter.
No.
Made them look like a bunch of fools. I mean, this thing is. And then you wonder, you know, how much people out there listening, this stuff's on the media, they splash on TV. Can you believe anything they put on the TV now?
Not really.
You know what I'm saying? Reporter. I mean, it's all just a bunch of, it's all an agenda, and they're going to go on to the next thing. But, man, that just, I knew from the beginning something was, you know, I agree with you, Joey, that when they didn't have any pictures of it, and all this stuff, you knew something was suspicious.
Yeah, and I was willing to go along with, if this happened to Bubba Wallace, and that's terrible. And then as you the days go on, it's like, oh, come on. Really?
So, yeah, but and, instead of him last night, Bubba coming out and saying, well, you know what, this wasn't real, and I'm really glad, and I'm thankful that this didn't happen to NASCAR, and I made him, you know, that we made a mistake, and let's move on. No, he turns it into him and going, well, you're not going to, you know, like, oh, now he's defending himself, and that's all he was concerned about was himself. He could have cared less about NASCAR or anybody else.
Well, and Jim, I got to run, but I appreciate the call.
Take care, Jim.
272-9228, this hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. 279-6036 is the number over there at Dan Black Studios, 279-6036. Call them and get 50% off on all those old videotape, 8mm films, VHS Betamax, VHS-C, DV tapes. You can get all those transferred into a DVD or digital file for your computer at 50% off here in the month of June. But you got to tell them when you call 279-6036 that you're a News and Views listener. Thank you to Dan Black and the whole team at Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor of this, the first hour of News and Views. Let's go back to the phones real quick and talk to Common Sense.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Common Sense.
I was just fixing to say some of the exact same thing that the previous caller said, only I did not realize some of the stuff that he had mentioned, and I haven't researched it, but I don't think the investigation ought to be over. I think NASCAR needs to be investigated to see who assigned Bubba Wallace that particular stall. And I understand all the stalls have pull ropes. I've been to Talladega, been to the pits, been there, done that, seen it, know what it is. But if this happened and unfolded the way that it looks like it did, it looks like NASCAR did it for publicity. But if you know the history of racing, and let's face it, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, there wasn't a NASCAR. Mm-hmm. It was called stock car racing. And what won on Sunday sold on Monday.
Yep.
I grew up in that era. If Bubba wants to be a man about this, he ought to make one statement. And that statement would be, NASCAR isn't NASCAR without Confederate flags, because NASCAR came out of the South. And if he really wants to play things on the up and up, and I don't think he does, because I saw a video of him kneeling beside his car, boo-hoo crying. So all this done, and when you put all the pieces of the puzzle out on the table, the image is not a picture, that's for sure. There's more to this story, and whoever assigned Bubba this particular garage opening may have done it on intent, and I think that needs to be determined. But I haven't followed NASCAR in probably 10 years.
Right.
I would have no need to go back.
Well, and I think whether it's Bubba or any NASCAR fan or the folks running NASCAR right now, I think they should all be asking themselves this question before they say anything else to themselves and publicly. What would Dale do?
You don't want to know what Dale would do.
Comments.
Yeah, I had to hit the pause button on that.
I got to run, Common Sense. Appreciate the call. 272-9228. We're going to hit a quick break here. 272-9228. If you want to get on the program, Chris, Steve, Don, Randall, hold your positions. What a crazy time we live in. We'll be right back. More News and Views after this.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Believe in on the edge.
get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Sinclair's is now open, and after being sanitized from top to bottom, Sinclair's is now totally smoke-free. No smoking. You know Sinclair's has been a Montgomery favorite for decades. Johnny Sullivan and his staff are still here and ready to serve you right now. You can enjoy their favorite menu items with their limited seating in the dining room or convenient curbside pickup service. Everything you've come to expect from Sinclair's. Updated lunch and dinner menus include salads, sandwiches, pasta, and steaks. Call Sinclair's at 271-7654 to place your order, and they'll still deliver it right to your car. Or you can dine in. Sinclair's, now a no-smoking restaurant and a Montgomery tradition for decades. Call them, 271-7654, or check out their Facebook page. Now, totally non-smoking. Sinclair's.
President Trump has an important message for Alabama. He has endorsed Tommy Tuberville for United States Senate and wants you to vote for Coach Tuberville on July 14th. Here is Tommy Tuberville.
I'm very proud to be endorsed by President Trump. I'm running to help him drain the swamp and build the wall, and no amnesty ever.
President Trump said Tommy Tuberville is a real leader and a winner. Trump knows Tuberville is strong on the border and that he loves our military and vets. As our senator, Coach Tuberville will donate his paycheck to charities that help Alabama veterans. And like President Trump, Tuberville is an outsider who will drain the swamp.
I'm not a career politician. I'm really a politician's worst nightmare. I'm not looking for a career. I'm looking to help save this country with Donald J. Trump.
Coach Tuberville, the conservative endorsed by President Trump.
I'm Tommy Tuberville, candidate for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tuberville for Senate, Inc.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This afternoon, we've seen a whole lot of table banging.
Thank you for that, Senator Cruz. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell. He's now hooked up. Let's make sure the audio is working.
I'm sorry. I'm a creature of habit. And I usually push three buttons on that phone or hit three selections and I'm on. But today a whole new menu came up and I couldn't figure it out. And I just kept pushing buttons. And
wait, did you sign up for the free magazines?
No, I didn't sign up for a damn thing.
Good. I went to Books A Millions once and Books A Million. I signed up for the free magazines and I couldn't get rid of those things. It always just kept coming.
I've done that before.
Yeah, so that's good. How you doing?
I'm all right. How y'all doing?
Doing good. Good. The phone
the
lines.
The FBI has just released a statement.
Oh, yeah?
Did you see? Have y'all reported that?
Yeah, we opened up with the Bubba Wallace thing.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's right, why all the phone calls are in here and why you couldn't get in through the regular phone line.
Okay.
What's your thought on it?
This is better. So, what's everybody saying?
Largely, it seems everybody's in agreement. I mean, it's fairly embarrassing for Bubba Wallace. And also more questions. It's not as bad as Jussie Smollett, Juicy Smollett, by any means. But it makes you wonder, how did this even come about? How was this even reported at this point?
I don't know. It's very odd. And then the governor goes and makes this apology statement on behalf of the state.
While the investigation's still going on.
Right.
What's that, Tim?
I said, while the investigation was still going on, she issued a big statement yesterday, and it was this, they hadn't even wrapped up.
I know.
There was nothing.
She jumped the gun.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, because Alabama, of course, Talladega, NASCAR was just getting hammered all weekend for this. Down there in Alabama with their vicious racists. It's just like, ugh. And there was not so veiled commentary. We know who NASCAR's really for now.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It was ugly, just to presume.
Yeah, it was ugly. And I just think everybody needs to sit back and take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
On all this stuff, you know.
Well, and I suggested everybody should take a breath and consider what would Dale do, but Eddie seems to think that's a bad idea.
Not a good idea.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, maybe you should say, what would Jeff Gordon do? He's probably a more politically correct than Dale Earnhardt.
I think you're a little right there, Jack. You're right on the money.
True. He was the one with the rainbow car, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
A little 4 foot.
No,
guy.
I remember him well, yeah. Yeah. Him and Earnhardt, yeah. I remember those two guys when I was a kid.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Is Jeff Gordon out of the business?
He's retired, yeah.
Definitely.
I think he comes back as a commentator type deal, but he's not driving.
Hell, what's he, about 38? I mean, he's probably been around a while. He's probably 45, maybe.
Maybe, but he always reminds me of the Tom Cruise of NASCAR.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fair enough.
Pretty boy.
Yeah, exactly.
But, is
that woman still race?
Danica, I don't know.
Yeah.
I know she did last year, but I don't know if she lost her ride or not.
I don't think she's racing this year.
I
might be wrong.
I don't mind. I'd like to see anybody behind the wheel, but I will say, if you're not worth the crap, then you don't make the cut. I don't care, female, male, whatever.
Isn't it funny that two gay guys on the radio are talking about NASCAR? That's pretty funny.
I'm not gay, Jack.
No, oh, I forgot. I forgot.
Yeah.
No, I didn't used to be either.
Oh boy, it's Joe Exotic over here.
Okay.
272-9228. We got plenty of calls here on this, Jack. So let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
How you doing, Jack?
Can't complain, buddy.
Yeah, that's good, man. I think the first thing is that anybody that runs to Don Lemon after an incident like this happened completely loses his credibility. I mean, Don Lemon is nothing but just a Project Mockingbird tool for the globalists and the media. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, the guy is awful. And the fact he just runs to him only proves that this was a hoax. And I'm not so sure. What we're seeing here is a contrived and effort by people that are just really terrible folks to destroy this country. And the best way to do it is using race, because it's such a hypersensitive issue for people. But, you know, we didn't hear about any of this until we had the incident in Minneapolis. And all of a sudden, that's all we've heard about. So, you know, don't think this is just organic, guys. This is an effort. It's a complete effort. This is all political.
It is, and it really is interesting. You kind of made me think of something, Chris. The irony of, because everybody, the vast majority of all people in this country are fairly sensitive to this to one degree or another, it's what's being used to divide us. You would think everybody being sensitive to the issue would bring us together. No, it's dividing us more. It's insane.
Oh, no. Part of the plan, divide and conquer. I mean, they're doing it great. They're doing a great job at it. But see, the people that do things like what this guy does, so when it really happens, they're going to be like, "Man, what? This is another hoax." You know, when something truly happens, and then you just get this daily bang away by the media. You know, you're racist, you're sexist, you're a homophobe, you're all this stuff, and just beat you down. And I guarantee you, probably by the weekend, we'll have another incident.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how they do it. They hear it on the news cycle, and then they can talk to all the talking heads, can talk about it over the weekend, and then it'll be a nothing burger, and it'll be another one.
Right.
I mean, they're just beating you down. It's terrible. I mean, this is a effort by really bad people. And I'm not so sure. I know he's the boogeyman, but George Soros and people like that are funding these folks to do these things, tearing down statues. I mean, you got people destroying history. The funniest part is, you know, they're about to tear down Teddy Roosevelt in New York. And the funny part about Teddy Roosevelt, he had the first black man, which I think was Booker T. Washington, to eat dinner in the White House.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they're going to tear his statue down.
Because they don't know history. Haven't been taught history. They've taught.
Well, again, I'm telling you that. There you go. Destroy the public mm-hmm. schools. Dumb people down. I mean, we're seeing this. I mean, people, all these, you know, tinfoil hat people have been talking about this for years and years. It's true. All this is true. It's true.
One real quick thing, ahead. What Eddie just said, and, you know, they don't know history. No, they know history, but they just want to see it as a morality play looking backwards with 2020 glasses. And that's the unfortunate thing here, is that history's nuanced, and it's full of all sorts of sin and, you know, ignorant ideas. You know, you can go way, way back, and I'm sure people, 100, 200 years from today will look at us and say something about it.
Oh, certainly.
So it's, you know, and yes, it's very, you can say certain things were evil ideas, and we've overcome these ideas and wrestled with them. And the people that did the wrestling to overcome them weren't perfect people themselves. It's funny how that works out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, frustrating.
I mean, it is. It's frustrating, but people got to keep their heads straight.
Although, but Chris, I have the feeling after this, after the whole Covington Catholic school kids thing with CNN, and just a myriad of CNN stories, I have a feeling like in a few weeks, maybe, you know, who knows when it'll happen. Hard to call these things. You're going to see the report of CNN's headquarters was attacked by a wolf. It mauled Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon. Nobody thought it was real, but they're mauled. You can see the scars here.
Well, the irony is CNN put up a border wall around their building. I mean, they're hypocrites. They're terrible people. There's a lot of people out there. Liberals are being used. And Democrats, you think they control everything? They don't control anything. They're just foot soldiers. You know, they just want to destroy this country and beat it down to the ground so they can take it over and continue to make trillions of dollars off China and all this other stuff. That's why they hate Donald Trump so much. He's not the perfect thing, but he's your firewall.
Yep.
I mean, I know he's not the coolest guy, and people think he's brash and disgusting, but I'm telling you, he's your firewall, and that's all you got, because the Republicans are weak. They need to be telling their story about their party, but they're unwilling to do it. But yeah, I mean, it's an effort.
Oh, I appreciate
really the bottom line.
Appreciate the words. Appreciate the call, Chris. Got
thanks, Chris.
All right, man. Y'all have a good one.
You too, man.
272-9.
True words have never been spoken when he said Republicans are weak.
Yes.
Big time.
Yeah. Absolutely the truth.
Why is that, Jack? What has happened?
Establishment, it's money, 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 money.
Yeah.
They get up there, they get into the system, they like the power, they like the whining and dining, they like people fawning over them. It's an ego rush.
I got you. Well,
and it's horrible. I mean, I've been up there, and it's just the way these people, oh, Senator, hi, you know, people just fawn over these people. They're average, ordinary jackasses like the rest of us.
Right, and then suddenly
But they
popular.
Get up there and they get drunk on the trappings of power.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and since the issue has been for weeks now, the issue of race relations, and somebody would say, why do so many black Americans vote for Democrats? I think it's, you know, there's a long history to that, and it's certainly, you know, the Democrats are going there. But I think a big part of it is the Republican Party has done, a piss-poor job of selling their message and what they actually stand for to the black community. I think it's a two-way street in many ways.
No doubt about that.
And it's an absolute shame. And maybe the president will make inroads, but who knows? Who knows? 272-9228, got to hit this break here. Again, this hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Take advantage of 50% off on all your old videotape or film memories that you've got saved up and recorded. Bring those into the digital future at 50% off for the month of June. But you got to call Dan Black Studios at 279-6036, 279-6036, and be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener. More News and Views as we come back. I'm Joey. He's Jack.
Hiya, darn.
Darn, all right. Especially because we got Eddie
here.
Intern the Tim here in the house. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here at Hometown Lenders, our motto is family helping families. It's the Hometown Lenders way.
We've been helping people all over the tri-state realize their dream of owning a new home. Interest rates are at their lowest, and the time to purchase or refinance is now.
We're closing loans in record time, usually 14 days or less, and our staff is ready and waiting to help get you into the home of your dreams.
Call us today at 334-794-2661 or visit our website at MortgageManTim.com.
Hometown Lenders, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 65084.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan. Things are opening back up a little more now. You got a lot going on down at Tucker.
Yes, they are, Bubba. Everything's getting right and getting back to normal. And I tell you what, I want to thank everybody for sticking with us through all this tough time. And you know what? We are making candy fresh daily if you need a gift. We've got some great beach tote bags, lake bags. We've got all that. Got those wonderful dry wick beach towels in. And you know, if that's not your thing, we've just got some good old-fashioned food. We've got the Bearded Pickle Guys pickles. We've got the Vertigo hot sauce. We've got the Crowded Flour grits. We've got Captain Rodney's. We've got the Little Bull seasoning. Go on your steaks, your barbecue, your vegetables. We've got all that. Plus, we have great jewelry. You know, if you need a gift for somebody, all you got to do is call us up, come by. We'll take care of your gift giving. We'll wrap it, and it will be the best gift ever.
Tell them where you are.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Starting to sound like a broken record here. Once again, another very active thunderstorm day. Very humid today. High temperature up to about 86. Thunderstorms become rather numerous, especially by this afternoon and this evening. A couple of stronger storms possible with some damaging wind gusts. Tropical downpours again. Low temperature tonight, 71. Tomorrow, high in the upper 80s. Scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, but not as many. That will start to thin out in number. Then back to a more typical summer forecast with isolated storms at best Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Hello, folks. Ed Meese here. You may remember me as President Reagan's attorney general and his close personal friend. I'm a big fan and a strong supporter of President Trump, and I'm also a great admirer of Jeff Sessions. Jeff was an excellent U.S. attorney under President Reagan and is one of the great conservative leaders of our time. Let me clear something up. Jeff Sessions did the right thing when he recused himself from the phony Russian investigation. The law is clear. He had to recuse. He could not legally investigate himself or the Trump campaign. If Jeff had not recused, he would have broken the law, and the Democrats would have damaged President Trump badly. Jeff Sessions is a uniquely strong man with the integrity to do the right thing even when it's hard. This is Ed Meese, Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, urging you to keep supporting President Trump and to vote for Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate.
I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the United States Senate,
I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Barry Moore, a proven conservative leader that has supported President Trump since day one. Barry Moore has been endorsed by the Club for Growth, Eagle Forum, American Workers Coalition, Conservative Christians of Alabama, and the House Freedom Fund, with support from members like Representatives Andy Biggs and Jim Jordan. Barry Moore is a veteran who is pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, believes in protecting our borders, and bringing back American jobs. On July 14th, vote Barry Moore.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries, too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio. 6 until 7, weekday evenings, on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm Joey. He's Jack.
How you doing, everybody?
Doing well. Eddie Bader in the house,
and Tim
the Tim here as well. And we have breaking news, gentlemen.
Yeah.
And I'm going to quote from the New York Times because I love quoting good news from the New York Times they have to report it. Here's the headline. Appeals court panel orders end to Michael Flynn case. The judge in the case of President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, was ordered to immediately dismiss it.
But I'm the judge.
And the real fun begins, folks. Now that Flynn can speak and talk to the media and talk to... Because part of his plea deal, and I think this is why they fought tooth and nail knowing it wasn't going to work, part of Flynn's plea deal, if they held him to it, is that he couldn't cooperate with any other investigations.
Right.
Now that is no longer a restraint, and he can talk to Durham and many others.
Do you think there's a couple FBI people kind of shaking their boots a little bit today?
Yeah, I do think that some of them, only they and their laundry man, know how scared they really are.
Exactly.
And what I think helped push this forward to happening this morning is that the DOJ produced new FBI personal notes from Peter Strzok. Mm-hmm. Now, because of court orders, they couldn't reveal the contents, but they were able to reveal the cover letter saying these notes were taken like January 3rd through the 6th, the crucial time when the field office is trying to close the case on Flynn, saying they haven't found anything. So I think whatever was in those notes was very damning to the Mueller team's case and to the FBI's investigation in general. So we'll see where that goes, but that's the breaking news. The Michael Flynn case has been ordered by the appeals court to be dropped in fantastic work. That a girl to Sidney Powell. Fantastic work. This is quite a day. So
she's a bulldog, man. She is so great during interviews.
Yes. Yes.
And she puts it where anybody can understand it.
Absolutely.
I mean, this guy was treated very badly.
So we'll see what the fallout of that is. But here, let's go to the phones and talk to Steve, who's been very patient. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning, and you too, gentlemen, Jackson.
Thank you so much, Steve. I don't know that the word patient could be put in front of your name.
Well, going back to your days at Lanier, you can spot a bulldog woman, can't you?
Yes, I had many a teacher, Laura Johnston.
You had a whole gallery of them, didn't you?
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, Joey, why don't you start one of the segments with old Flip Wilson's Here Comes the Judge. Here Comes the Judge.
Sure.
in honor of that ruling. Hey, you know, I've been involved in criminal cases before where you had to pull the FBI into it. I mean, they just don't get involved in, you know, where was the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency? Where was the Talladega County Sheriff's Department? Where were they? And all of a sudden, the FBI pops up. That's my question. But see, this is where we've gotten to in society today. Used to, before these public information officers and all the media grab, you had law enforcement officers that were in charge, and they would say, look, this is an ongoing investigation. We're not making any comments, and we'll get back with you. Now all that's changed, and now you let emotions take over logic.
Not a good place to be.
Go ahead.
No, not a good place to be at all.
No, no. And in closing, I'd just like to leave with a positive image of Talladega. Back in the day, they used to deputize law enforcement officers and all over the state, and you got to get in free. Of course, you had to work, but they would make you an honorary deputy of the Talladega County Sheriff's Department, volunteer, whatever. But anyway, you got paid by NASCAR. Back then, I didn't call it NASCAR. But you got paid a part-time job, right, for being there. And you were assigned another law enforcement officer, and you patrolled the grounds, and because they just couldn't handle, 100,000 people. So my partner and I, we were patrolling, and this lady, we were in the infield about turn number one, and this lady comes running up to us all mad, red in the face. She said, there's some lady up there, and she's showing her boobs, and y'all need to go do something about it. So we slowly mosey on up there, and there sits a four-wheel drive, big old pickup truck, two good-looking girls in the back, and they're asking for beers, and they're flashing to get free beers, and they got a crowd around them.
Steve.
What?
Steve, that's the original tit for tat.
There you go. Exactly. So we wade in between the crowd of all these good old boys standing around watching. And, of course, we try to get, there's two of them, one of them to come down out of the truck. They got a kid's swimming pool up in there, water in it, and they're all wet. So then they start throwing water on us. And we said, we're in a dilemma now. What are we going to do? We're going to incite a riot here if we take these two women off this truck. So we came up with a plan, and we went and got a couple of more deputies, and we came up there, and we created a diversion, and then we got the ladies to come down. But that was a good positive image I had of Talladega. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Steve.